Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Three nuclear-powered powers. The United States, the Russian Federation, and the People's Republic of China. All entangled in two wars. The war in Europe, the war in the Middle East. At the same time, Financial Times reporting, bipartisan Congressional Commission on the Strategic Posture of the U.S. delivers a report. In part, the report highlights a challenge. The U.S. is on the cusp of having not one, but two nuclear peer adversaries, each with ambitions to change the international status quo by force, if necessary. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Henry, it is good to have this report. The timing of it suggests that the background to the two wars underway is that nuclear weapons are rattling back into place, as must be dealt with. Two peer adversaries, everybody with their own ambitions. Do you measure this report as timely, behind the times, or ahead of its times? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. I think the report is recognizing what everyone knows. And let me say something negative and end with something positive. It reads like a lawyer's brief. And of course, the commission included every possible viewpoint by who they appointed. And every one of those viewpoints, for the most part, is in here. So you have 20 pages of recommendations. Now, say what you will about a report, but when you have 20 pages of recommendations, you have essentially buried your message, if there was one. And maybe it's because they couldn't reach agreement, which, you know, having served on two commissions of this sort, that's normally what happens. You know, but let me just say something positive about it. I think they're struggling with what to do with mostly nuclear weapons. And I think the problem that they raise, which is this new competition complication of having both Russia and China coming at us at very high threat levels, cannot be solved by additions or rearrangements of the nuclear kibbles and bits that we've had and been using, you know, for now 70 years. They do recognize we need to make our systems less vulnerable than they are. We have air bases and we have ICBMs and holes that could be knocked out. They're stationary, and that needs to be addressed. They get that right. I think they also back into discussing, well, maybe we need to think much more about the vulnerability of our command and control. They get that right. They don't talk enough about going on the offensive, however, against our enemy's command and control, communications and intelligence systems. That was disappointing. And I think more generally, they seem to think that our adversaries are just the Russians and the Chinese, maybe the North Koreans and Iranians. I think where we're moving is towards a system of chaos, if you will, a system of chaos. That's kind of crazy formulation, but there it is, that we saw right before the First World War, where what triggered war was something no one had planned for and no one thought about. And it wasn't a party that was Germany, Russia, France, or Great Britain. You know, it was in Serbia, for crying out loud. I think we lack imagination to think that the next war might not be more like that, starting in some place we are really not thinking about at all. Finally, they really don't think about ways of competing and encouraging the Russian population and Chinese population to focus their government more on domestic problems. And there are ways to do this. They don't talk about them in this report. So it's a start, but I think it's the raw material for something that might be more useful. And there are key bits that are missing.
The Pentagon last year said China had 400 nuclear warheads, on track to expand to 1,500 by the middle of the next decade, 2035. If that projection comes true, Beijing will have as many warheads as the U.S. and Russia have deployed under the terms of the New START Arms Control Treaty, which I believe has been in abeyance. So what we're looking at is an unknown, uncontrolled future. Is that correct, Henry?
Well, you have a quantitative race underway. And I some people say, well, all we need to do is have one more warhead than they ever get. That is not even a half thought. I think we are not in a position any longer to be making large numbers of nuclear weapons systems, warheads, and missiles, anything along the lines as cheaply or as quickly as these two countries. We need to change up the character of the competition to make it one where we're trying to stun and disable our adversary in the ring by aiming for his head, eyes, ears, and mouth rather than his chest, nuclear chest, if you will, or his nuclear fists. And, we're backing into that. There was no real discussion in the report about offensive space operations against other satellites, so much as making what we have less vulnerable. There was some. Actually, in fairness, there was some. That whole thing needed to be about 10 times more extensive than it was in the report. But it was there. In fairness, it was there. But it's just a lumbering, large 160-page thing with an appendix of 20 pages of recommendations that makes your head spin.
There is also an analogy in the new Foreign Affairs by Henry Kissinger and a colleague that nuclear weapons are a good analogy for what must be done with artificial intelligence, which is now in the hands of private enterprise, according to this article, more than it is in the three peer powers, Russia, China, and the United States. Do you measure that's a fair analogy, Henry? We have a minute left. AI is nuclear.
I am skeptical, and precisely because it's in private hands in the States more than it is in the hands of our government, the idea that control and agreements our bright prospect is something they even raise some skepticism about in the concluding paragraph. I think what they're trying to do is in the confusion that we have about nuclear, they're trying to change the subject, which I applaud, to a future fundamental competition. I think it's in space and it's command control, but I fail to see how one would proceed with the problems that they laid out, and they raised some skepticism about as well. Finally, the idea that we did well controlling nuclear weapons with diplomacy is certainly rebuttable throughout the Cold War.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The Foreign Affairs piece out within these hours, The Path to AI Arms Control by Henry Kissinger and Graham Allison. I'm John Beck.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.